This month on Grace for All, we are replaying some of our most listened to episodes. If you are enjoying these devotions and would like to have them in written form, our first 6 months of content is now available in print. You can find it by searching Grace for All, A Book of Daily Devotions by Jim Stovall on Amazon. As always, thank you for joining us, and we pray that you will be blessed.
Welcome to Grace for All, a daily devotional podcast produced by the Congregation of First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee. Thank you for joining us today.
A simple song. Today's verse comes to us from the book of Ephesians, chapter 5, verses 19 and 20. Sing and make music from your heart to the Lord, always giving thanks to God the Father for everything, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. One of my favorite pieces of music is A Simple Song from Leonard Bernstein's Mass. In 2019, I served as a flute accompanist for a soloist performing this piece during a church service. And while reading today's verse, this piece of music spoke to me loud and clear. And one of the biggest ways in which I could feel this piece speaking to me was by listening to the flute throughout. In listening to the track, the flautist takes on the role of being a bit of a backup to the vocalist, whose part is quite loud and powerful. For a while, the flautist starts off by playing the notes of a B-flat scale in descending order, going from a high E-flat to a middle G. You notice the same subtle, yet simple and beautiful line repeated a couple of times in the background, and note the change in scale from B-flat to A-flat, before it begins to take shape as a fuller melody and align with the vocalist singing. And as the lyrics to the song state, God loves a simple song. So despite the melody from the flute being simpler compared to the lines of the lyricist, if music is being played from the heart to give thanks to our Lord, it is sure to be pleasing. And I can say for certain that both myself and Joseph, which was the name of the vocalist that I was accompanying back in 2019, were singing and playing from the heart to give thanks to our Lord. So as this piece shows, it does not matter if a melody is more subtle and simplistic as opposed to a more bold and powerful lyrical line. Even a so-called simple song is sufficient to give thanks to our God. And now, I would like to invite you to join me in prayer. God, help us to remember that in this season of Thanksgiving, to always sing your praises. Whether through simple songs or bolder melodies, may we always remember that there is no superior form of music more pleasing, so long as we give thanks to you in all forms. Amen. This devotional was written and recorded by Grace Jonas.
In 1740, John Wesley, the founder of the Methodist movement, preached a sermon in Bristol, England, in which he proclaimed, "The grace or love of God, whence cometh our salvation, is free in all and free for all." 283 years later, we're humbled to proclaim that message through this Grace for All podcast. Thank you for listening to today's message of grace. I'm Jonathan Jonas, Senior Pastor of First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee, where the Grace for All podcast is written, edited, and produced by our lay members. To know more about our congregation and its ministries, please visit our website at firstchurch.org. That's the number 1, STCHURCH.ORG.